Thank you so much for downloading this episode of the Unlikely Weightlifters podcast. If you'd be so kind, you could pause it now and give us a 5-star review on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast, because apparently that helps more people find it. And we had a bumper week of downloads last week that shot up to 900, which was unprecedented. So maybe there's something we can build on. Also, follow me and Tom on social media. Tom's on at Tom Wrigglesworth, but knock off the H. And I'm at Rob Rouse on Twitter and at Rob Rouse Comedian on Instagram and Facebook. And also, I've got a show on sale at Leicester Comedy Festival, February the 16th at 9:30 p.m. Late night dirty scrabble with Rob Rouse and friends. Scott Bennett is on the panel, and amongst others to be announced. It's going to be great fun. It's a really fun show, isn't it, Helen?
And on this podcast?
No, I'm just recording obviously this trailer, but I just thought it could get you to corroborate. It's a really fun show, isn't it?
I'm not on this podcast. I don't like being drawn in to recording sessions that I am not actually signed up for.
Okay, well, that backfired heavily, but February the 16th, 9:30 p.m, just go to leicestercomedyfestival.com and we'll see you there. Let's get some bums on seats. So, yes, enjoy the podcast. This is a cracker. It's part two of the great Hoover Service Agreement debacle. Where could it possibly go? Just Sainsbury's man just popped in to deliver to Gene. So if we could start running a watch, that's 10:48. He's gone in. So last week was 7:49.
What are you guessing?
What are we thinking?
I see. What's it?
I'm going higher.
You're going higher?
I'm going higher because I think the cold weather would have terminated the...
Well, the cold weather's either going to work in one way, or it's either going to... He's going to hop in, stay warm, or he's keen to get back in the van.
Well, they'll be able to last week.
It gives him an out if he needs it.
It was brassy.
It was, wasn't it?
Well, it's reasonably mild now. It's a dizzying 8 degrees out there.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be long. I'll say 11.
Okay. Right, that's fine. I just want to grab these for the purposes of the podcast, although we're in current preamble status. So you're saying more than 7:49, Helen?
Definitely.
And what are you saying, Tom?
More than.
You're saying more than?
I'm saying more than... I'm going to go 13 minutes.
13 minutes, that's a ballsy move. I'm going to, just to mix it up, I'm going to say less. I think it's going to be a single drop because he had both baskets with him on a trolley. I think he's going to be in and out of there in a couple of minutes. He knows your mother's game.
I've got to go and cut her hair later.
Really? Yes. Do you have Rachel from Friends?
The lady dye look. That's actually, you could. What were the big generational haircuts? There was Rachel from Friends was huge, wasn't it? Because that was like a choppy, long bob, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a layered bob. With
it's
a sort
the biggest
of,
haircut of our time.
Do you think the Rachel cut?
Yeah.
Did you ever have a Rachel cut when you were young?
Yeah.
And did it? Well, you went in to get a Rachel cut. Did it ever come out as a Rachel cut?
No, nobody looked like Rachel. Nobody came out of the salon like, oh.
Rachel. Do you have to curl it though? Because like, there was like an internal.
Well, you would have had to do a serious blow dry job.
Heated blow dry, yeah.
Yeah, to get it that swooshy, but yeah, she's got very thick hair. Not many people could have done that. But the haircut that did work was, do you remember Ghost?
Yeah.
Demi Moore. With her hair, her short, kind of bowlish short haircut.
Yeah.
I went and got that and I looked just like Demi.
Do you look just like Demi Moore?
That was one of my favourite haircuts.
Fantastic. Because also looking at your family childhood pictures, you had a succession of bowl haircuts.
Well, beforehand. My mother cut my hair so badly that today is payback.
Right. Brace yourself, Gene. This one's been in the post for years. I enjoy it when Lulu has a high quite a Scandi thing, I think, but they have fringes higher than they should be.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, really short. Sure.
Like Dave Hill from Slade.
Yeah, yeah.
The guitarist from Slade, yeah.
It can look lovely, I think. I want my children to have that sort of high surprise dog fringe. Yeah. Like, what was that film with Bruce Willis and a woman in it with mad orange hair?
Fifth Element, yeah. Luke Besson. She has, as you say, the overly high...
Yeah, surprise dog fringe.
Yeah.
Or Scandinavian fringe, I'm not sure what's the correct...
Well, he's up to 4 minutes. Edge of the seat stuff. Actually, five, it's tipped over to 53. Full transparency, last time round we ran it on an official stopwatch down to the 100th second. We're using the cooker clock here, so we can only round up to the nearest minute. Although, probably, actually, we can see on the recording here how long it's been. I can probably check.
Those cooker clocks do my... Absolutely.
Oh, here he comes. He's out.
Oh, my God.
He's out. That is... How many minutes is that? That is coming at 4:45. I am the winner. Yes. Reading and weight loses.
Be a personal best for
them. Well, I'm going to put some of that down to the guinea pig. I don't think she has. I think she's still working hard. But the first thing that when you're on the precipice of getting in, because it's so hot in there, and thankfully due to the insulation, it's just about manageable. But that heat when you're on the precipice, obviously looking to get out into the cold air. That's where the guinea pig is, so it draws out the whatever the uric acid is it's at a high humidity as it hits you.
Wow.
And it's stronger on the edge of the door than it is in the place when you get in, if it makes sense. Because that hot, humid, wee
like when you walk into a high street shop.
Yeah, it's like an air curtain.
Yeah.
But that made out of guinea pig piss.
Unless the messages come from head office.
Yeah,
don't.
The technology today, they could easily be showing up in a board meeting somewhere that these lads have stayed around here for in excess of 100 minutes.
Yeah.
Share price is plummeting.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah. What is going on?
A Sainsbury's delivery man.
Regional manager's got involved. A couple of heads have rolled. And before you know it, they're in and out with a trolley. They've been issued with trolleys. No excuse.
So what are you going to go for? Are you going to go for a Rachel from Friends for Jean or a Lady Di look?
I think I'm going to go for a short back and sides.
Short back and sides.
That's the most famous haircut, isn't it? Surely, short back and sides.
D-mob.
The curtains.
Well, it's not the most famous haircut on a lady, short back and sides.
No, I know, but I'm just saying haircuts, famous haircuts, where you could go in and say something to a hairdresser and they'd know exactly what it meant.
Crew cut. Side parting.
Did you have curtains in the 90s?
Towards a pair of curtains.
I've seen your swooshy curtains.
It was long on the top. Yeah, we'd seen a picture of me with that waistcoat on, leaning against a tree. With my sister, also wearing a waistcoat, leaning against a tree in the other direction. Also with curtains. Yeah, we had curtains.
Annie Lennox has always had a famous haircut.
Yeah, she's always had a kind of a crew cut.
No, like a chuckle brother.
Yeah, like a short, a bug brush cut.
Yeah, towards mullet.
Yeah.
Stylish.
Well, that was at the peak of 80s Eurythmics. It was bright orange, wasn't it? And like a short, flat top almost.
Sinead O'Connor who had it bald.
Yeah, O'Connor was bald.
Sinead O'Connor. Are you going to offer that?
I think she'd go for it.
Bullshit, she would do. I mean, she'd let you do anything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see anyone anyway. Take it off.
I don't need it. I don't know whether that would increase or decrease the amount of time the driver's stuck around.
Yeah, just purely
psychopath, dead eye.
Yeah, like a
smelling of dead animals. Here's your shopping, Gene.
Like Charles Bronson or something. Right. Well, we'll catch that at the end of the podcast. We'll tag it on the end, Tom, and. Maybe in your next journey, you could listen back and find out what haircut Jean got.
It's the Unlikely Weightlifters Podcast.
Welcome.
Perfect entry song, yeah. That one.
Thought it was. I thought it meant to be flat. Give me some truth, Margie, on that after this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anyone's going to crack the code, it's you, Tom.
Well, yeah, but I'll get back to that after I've done the last warm-up set.
Yeah, so welcome to episode 17, Tom.
Is it? I thought we could rename the podcast Lift Along with Tom and Rob.
Oh, I love it, yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. Like one of those old kind of 80s kids' TV programmes.
Yeah, didn't...
Draw Along with Tony Hart.
Yeah.
Paint Along with Bob Ross.
Didn't Gordon Ramsay do, like, a Christmas Day cook-along?
Yeah, cook along with Gordon, but just, mind your language.
Yeah, it was just sweat. Every half an hour, I'd go back to him. Just fucking salt, you bastard.
Whenever I mention Gordon Ramsay's temper, it always reminds me of brilliant line I saw Mickey Flanagan do.
Calm down, Gordon. We just did a bit of dinner.
But yeah, we've welcome to new listeners. We've had a bumper week of downloads, Tom. A bumper week for us. So welcome all of you, and big thank yous to everyone at TalkSport for having us on to discuss the podcast.
Which good lads, aren't they, at TalkSport?
Smashing, talking about the biggest talking about sports,
yeah.
Sports talk radio station.
I like it. I like that they have coming up on the hour, we've got sport and then news.
Yeah.
To do it like that.
Exactly, yeah. Sport and then news.
It's the inverse of the real life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
yeah.
The real news would be on the back page.
Or maybe it's actually what life should be. Yeah. All the stuff we do for play and art and personal development and to
front.
Express ourselves
yeah.
Should be up front.
Yeah.
And then all the stuff the wankers are doing should
yeah.
Be...
tax dodging.
But yeah, push to the back. We'll get on to that in a bit because we're all doing our tax returns.
But meanwhile, let's have a full centre spread.
Yeah.
Of an old dear.
Absolutely. Who's done an incredible concrete. Piece of crochet for a new grandson.
Yeah. We've got two of them. Blankets. Blankets.
Yeah. They're the best things ever, aren't they?
They're lovely. You just don't... What are you supposed to do with them?
Yeah, we've got one in next door, a knitted one.
Yeah,
and
same,
it's the
yeah.
Softest thing.
Yeah, this is the softest thing.
And we were clearing up when that can never
we
leave.
Can never leave.
And that can never leave the premises.
This has come from New Zealand, some distant relative of mine in New Zealand. Sent
yeah,
it.
That's, I mean, that's basically...
You can't be sending it off to Bernardo's.
No. That is, I mean, I absolutely support Bernardo's and all the good work they do,
100%.
But that is an instant heirloom.
Yeah, straight away an heirloom. I mean, no one talked about our children. One of the things about it is not only do you need space for them, bedrooms, cots and all that, but you also need a room in your house to collect stuff that you sentimentally can't chuck away.
Yeah, well.
Which, I mean, and my wife is a hoarder, makes no bones about it, so I have a constant battle with trying to get offload stuff.
I'll put my hand up and say I am also one too. We're currently standing in the garage here, ripe evidence of hoarding. I asked on Twitter the other day.
Is that your dishwasher?
No, that's a dishwasher that doesn't work.
Oh.
It needs a repair on the drain system, so it's free to a good home. I'm going to say because I haven't got the time to fix
parts.
It up. So I'm going to pop it
could
on
the drain pump.
I think it might
it's
be.
It's quite a common.
I'm going to pop it on free cycle because.
Have you tried running it?
Yeah.
What happened?
It just ends up weeing out at the bottom.
Right.
But someone who can fix it can have it, and I want some. You know, we're living in tough times. Don't need it. I've got a more broken one that works in the kitchen that's operating, but someone's welcome to take that one.
Well, I've agreed. I've come to terms with. I phoned the Hoover man.
Well, yeah. Is this going to be a full section itself? Because
I was
going to pick your brains on where are you with the Hoover repair guys? And all of our new listeners will want to know.
It was very persuasive on the telephone.
Oh, of course it was.
He's coming round to collect the Hoover later on.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Will he be able to capture any of the footage, do you think?
I don't know. I mean
that comes into surveillance territory, doesn't it?
For personal safety,
yeah.
I've said I'd leave it at the bottom of the garden. But I might be being a bit paranoid, but I don't know what he's capable of. You don't know what he's carrying. I mean, the amount of like I'll play you the recording of the.
Have you got a new voice message from him?
No. I just taped it when I found him.
The conversation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the man has got in excess of 20 vacuum cleaners, Rob. So think how many steel rods he's got at his disposal.
Yeah,
like he could have easily been walking out one of them up his sleeve.
How many potential vacuum cleaner motor belts he could garrote you with?
Yeah.
Hello.
It's Tom here with the Shark vacuum cleaner.
Which I don't have any sharks coming in. Steve had some. Which one is it, Tom? Yeah, when I went to the house, I couldn't find the path.
You kindly visited our house and couldn't find the path. We're having our drive done, Norman. That's the
I could. I didn't know how to get to your house, or otherwise, I saw the light on, and I would have knocked on the door. But anyway, you've got me now.
Indeed.
So yeah. So do you want me to ping you? You back up.
Well, what's the service entail?
The basic service. Just, you know, like clean them out, check them throughout, electrically, mechanically, you know, like a basic service.
Okay. And how much is that then?
Well, how long have you had the bike? Picking it up and dropping it off, right? Because that is all included, right? That's all together. It's about £34.
Okay.
You know, so we don't rob anybody. Well, they keep coming back, so they must like us.
Yeah.
Will you be in today?
We won't. I can leave it outside. You know, I won't be back till about 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay, if you leave it outside, so just tell me, how do I get to your door?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll leave it at my parents' house. They're opposite, so shall I send you a text message with the address?
Yeah, or you can just tell me over the phone. I've got a pen.
All right, it's
right.
I'll leave it outside, or if it's inclement weather.
Well, if you're leaving it, I will pick it up, you know, within the next 2 hours.
Well, I've got it. It'll be after 1 o'clock. It'll be in place.
Oh, got you. Oh, okay, I understand that.
All right.
Right. And, okay.
You know.
What's the phone number I can contact you on? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, then.
Does it affect the warranty?
No, because we only service it. Because you know your warranty, Tommy. It's like on a car. You know, they don't do your motor and your gearbox. They just service your car, don't they? The Dyson don't even come round anymore.
No.
Since COVID, they've stopped it off.
Really?
Yeah, and you won't get it done for £34 there.
I doubt.
It's about 80.
What about Electrolux?
Electrolux, they've stopped doing Vikes, really, for a long time. They used to be big in the 70s and 80s, but... Not anymore.
Oh, I didn't realise they dropped off.
Good vacuum cleaners, Electrolux.
What vac have you got?
What vac have I got?
Yeah.
I've got about 20%. Actually, we've got a vac my wife likes. This vac's one. Don't ask me why, she loves it. So,
is it,
it's not new.
Is it wet and dry, or?
No, is it what, wet and dry?
Yeah.
No. No, we only do vacuum cleaners.
Oh, I see. That's
we don't do carpet shampoos.
Got
you. Know.
Got you. Sorry for the confusion. Oh, I'll send you a text to confirm, but it'll be in place at about 1 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'll give you a call and then we'll take it from there.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. I'll do it, Norm, as long as you promise not to hurt my family. Yeah, he's a menace. So anyway. So just to try and keep things sweet, because I don't know any trouble, I've agreed to a £34 service.
It's like they're mafia.
Yeah.
Isn't
and I know I could do this job.
Yeah.
Like it is protection money. It's suction based protection money.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. You're in over your head. You are in over your head.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously,
I'm under my feet.
I'm just gonna tell you quietly, just word to the wise, Tom. Don't fuck with these guys.
No.
Just keep giving them that £34 every, what is it, 6 monthly?
I think so, yeah.
How often is he saying he's going to come round and collect, to use a phrase of Tony Soprano's?
Yeah. Well, I tried to phone him the other day.
And these two guys, as you say, last week, they're what, 60, potentially 70 years old. So are they in the prime physical specimens?
Might be older than that. One of them,
you don't want to mess
footballer.
With Yeah.
Played in Australia.
Yeah.
So they're a slippery customer, really. I don't know how quite to play it, but like I said, keep them sweet, let them do the service. It can't. I think it's an annual thing.
An annual £34 a year.
So I'll just have to put it next to... In my head, I've just written it off as, like, let's say Netflix has gone up. That's how I'll hide it.
Because
when we do have our annual budget, when I come out of the bathroom clutching a red suitcase to the wife and say, right, this is what we're spending this year on education and the rest of it, I don't want to have to confess that I've crumpled like a chocolate fire guard in front of two 75-year-old Hoover engineers.
Retired. Semi-retired.
I've just been strong-armed into a service agreement.
Every time they try and get out of the business, it keeps pulling them back in.
So I'm just going to say to Lulu that Netflix costs this much, and I'm going to try and hide £34 per annum in other household expenses. Yeah,
it's been extorted out of you.
Yeah.
How's your self-esteem?
Well, obviously it's bruised, but again, it's a risk reward, isn't it? I don't want to be found dead in a shallow grave covered in Hoover bags.
Yeah. I mean, there's two ways, I think, you know, just trying to step back and take a helicopter on the whole thing, Tom. There's two ways we could look at the situation. Either you are at risk of a serious beatdown from these two guys, maybe mid-70s, semi-retired Hoover engineers, extorting £34 a year out of you for an unagreed service contract.
And unnecessary.
But they will come and collect, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Or you just have to tell them that you don't want them to do it and just... There's two options. Either they're the mafia, or you've led them up the garden path. I don't want to tell you which one it is. I don't want to... It's one or the other, isn't it?
Have you ever twatted a wasp nest with a baseball bat? You cannot say no to these people. I'm not going to brazenly phone them up and go, the deal's off.
Right.
You don't know what sort of beast you're going to awaken.
But we'll call this episode The Wire.
Right.
Oh, is the belt unclipped? Huge thanks to SBD there for the belts, as ever. What a pair of belts. So, Tom, obviously, this time of year, we're recording this.
We just set the timer.
Oh, yeah, recording this for our rest period. So, we're resting periods how long?
We'll put it to five.
5 minutes, perfect. Wallop.
There's a huge online argument, rage.
Yeah.
What time?
Silk. We're going to go for silk, let's try silk. Yeah, perfect.
Smooth, isn't it?
Lovely, isn't it? Gives it a medicine kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So, Tom, end of January, recording this. Had to do our end of year tax return.
Oh yeah.
Which is
you just done it already?
It's all done. I now know how much I need to pay.
Yeah.
Which of course is always a kind of a shock, but not a shock, isn't it?
Like it's just better thinking, to know, isn't it?
It's better to know, and I am quite diligent that when I get paid for anything, I go, I know a good lump of that is not mine. I had the news was on in the background about Nadeem Zahawi and, you know, the fine and him just, oh, 5 million, here it is. Whilst I was literally going sandwich at Marks and Spencer's, Woolly Edge Services, £4.05.
Yeah, yeah.
Our best ever prawn mayonnaise sandwich. I even remember choosing it. I even remember the state of mind.
But there's a
but lot. Just the disparity between.
Have you done that where you've looked at your receipt and gone, right, that's a meal deal, that was for work. But when I bought that 3-pack of sponges, that was for domestic use, and I will not claim it.
Absolutely.
Then you have to start minusing the abrasive sponges off the total to give the amount you're going to claim. And it just feels so nitpicky and minute when meanwhile people are just waltzing through down the nothing to declare aisle with the pockets bulging. Sorry, I had no idea it was there. I deleted 3 sponges for domestic use. I claimed mileages on a push bike and you
and you're building a duck moat.
Forgot 20 million. then by definition you're not fit to be in the position.
Oh, it's terrible. We've started so we'll finish, but that's how we
that's silky smooth
really smooth time of that, isn't it? That means we've got to get under the bar again, Tom.
Does, yeah, 5 more of the
can we claim this against tax going under the bar?
If you were
wear a tear on the knees which we've got audio proof of.
Next time we'll use Uplift.
Oh,
lovely. I know a lot of comedians used to sort of do, ironically, mention like their phone or something,
yeah,
so they could claim it against the tax.
Yeah,
this is like a weird.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. If you buy something and say it on stage, then you can say.
But the no, the whole keeping fit and healthy is very much a self-employed necessity.
Yeah,
for someone in let's not be shy about this, Rob. Show business.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
So
the razzmatazz of show business that we're all part of. Yeah.
I think you could claim post creep for your weights.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd love to hear that conversation with you, man. Revenue.
Well, I did think, like, kind of all the if we're podcasting this, could we claim all that timber, all those weights? I suppose there's one school of thought would say yes.
Yeah.
But I think if I said to my accountant, they'd go,
treated timber.
Yeah, treated
post creep.
But you could also argue that they would probably suggest that you're staying fit for the purpose of your own life.
Like, but then you're into, like, you can claim 60% of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's more like having a office at home.
Yeah.
You know, well, I need a home anyway, but I need to be fit anyway, but I need to be a bit fitter so I can drive back from Brighton.
Yeah, but that also depends, you claim a home office, what proportion of your home the office makes up and all that kind of, it's really like...
It's a phone book of rules and regs.
Isn't it? Yeah. Which is why, actually, going back to Nadeem, the wording was very interesting, isn't it? Because if you deliberately mislead...
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that the Inland Revenue, they know that it's an absolute head fuck for most people to fill in the tax form. So there's going to be mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you make them honestly, you make them honestly. But then when you have to pay a fine as well as handing back millions, then...
You've done something.
You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, and it's a big... Yeah.
So you're right about them sponges, Tom.
Yeah.
You're good lad.
No, no problem. No
problem. They're personal use sponges.
Yeah, they are. They're domestic washing up. I don't know if you'll have you, Rob, no pans in the dishwasher.
Oh, timer on again.
Timer on, and we're going for uplifting.
Oh, uplift.
Uplifting.
I had something in my head specifically to talk about there, but the sheer lack of blood that's now in my brain, because it's all in my legs and my glutamus maximus.
It's rushing to the glutes and the neck and dormant.
It's done me, completely done me in.
I had a, this week, I noticed, I was doing, I do a lot of domestic admin.
Yes.
Which is, you know, booking healthcare appointments for the whole family, tax returns, all the rest of it. And I found the doctor and the dentist the other day, back to back.
Yeah.
Got through to neither, but was impressed at the polar opposite approach that the doctor and the dentist have taken to their voicemail.
Go on.
The dentist, it's brilliant. You found the dentist, our dentist anyway. And they've obviously got some pro in.
Like right.
They chucked a bit of money.
A voiceover artist.
Yeah, a voice artist come in and goes, "Thank you for calling Toddley Rice Dental Practice. Sadly, we can't reach the phone right now, but your call is important to us. So please stay on the line and we'll get with you as soon as we can. For surgery opening times, press 1 at any time." Like, it goes on and on. It's proper.
Yeah.
It's proper. You know, it sounds...
Silken.
Silky, yeah. Doctors, meanwhile, which is a stone's throw away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It reminds me of when you're a kid and someone's mum is explaining that your mate can't come out to play. it's this sort of a big like gap at the start, and she goes, "Oh yeah, thanks for phoning doctors. He can't come out right now. He's having his tea.
Yeah.
It's busy at the moment. So if you phone back..." We're busy, actually. We're just busy.
Yeah, so just I can't
just
go into it.
Leave
but we're just...
us alone, would you? Are constantly ringing. It's amazing.
It's incredible, isn't it? What the just the first impressions. That person, whoever is on like the front desk of any place, set the tone for your entire experience, don't they?
Can do, yeah, yeah.
Like the Hoover engineers when you first arrived there. You were straight in where there would be a neighbourhood watch sticker. There was a Hoover. Ratified by the Hoover Association sticker. You knew you were in safe hands.
Safe hands, yeah, yeah.
Was it a honey trap, Tom?
It really was. I mean, safe hands until seconds later when one of them loaded the Hoover in the car, instantly forgot he loaded the Hoover in the car, and said to me, "I'll just go and get your Hoover, Tom."
Yeah.
And I just looked at him going, it's what?
That's class. That's straight from the Trump Putin playbook, that.
Absolutely. It's gaslighting 101.
Yeah, absolutely. And before you know it,
you've got the shit out of them guys.
Now, when you recorded it, were you thinking, right, I'm recording this, A, obviously, to continue the saga on the podcast, but B, if I go missing?
A little bit of that, yeah. I mean, what I'll instantly do, when I get in, I'll get the file, it'll MP3, obviously. I'll probably just send a copy to my local copper.
Yeah, I think
you know,
that's a
just
good
to
idea.
Keep him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put
yeah,
this
yeah,
in
yeah.
a folder.
Yeah.
Put it in a folder.
Yeah. I think this podcast is almost segueing into, did you ever listen to Serial?
Yeah, I did actually.
It's
yeah,
a bit
yeah.
like that,
when,
isn't it?
That was a big deal at the time, wasn't it? Well,
huge
yeah, I mean,
deal.
Who knows what they're capable of? And who knows what else they'd be aiming at? I'm sure.
They certainly don't seem that capable of fixing a Hoover.
They're incapable of fixing a Hoover, but then I think some of the master criminals throughout history, I don't think have ever, you know, fixed any small machines with any degree of.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Charles Bronson.
Yeah, you know, fixing lawnmowers for
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming back into the kitchen, triumphantly holding an iron above his head, going, "Got the bastard! It was the element." No, yeah. It's more like to walk in with another severed head and go, "That'll teach him."
Fred and Rose West, yeah. A dishwasher repair service. It was the pump. It was the pump all along.
What did you do, Fred? The hairdryer is as good as new. Right, that's
uplift.
That is
uplifting. Really uplifting, isn't
that
it?
Is uplifting.
Well, let's lift this.
Let's yeah, uplift this bastard.
Yeah, let's uplift this bastard and defy gravity. Come on, Jamie.
Who's that?
He's coming to call you to make sure the bike was there.
Ah, yes. Thanks. Where are you? You're not outside my house, are you?
Oh no. I'm still at home. I was going to.
That's not.
You know, next half hour or so.
Right. Well, yeah, we said we
know,
said
45 minutes, whatever.
Well, we said 1 o'clock, but it might be closer to two. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
What
time is it now? About
12.
12.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about 1:30 to two.
Okay.
Are you leaving it outside or inside?
I'll leave it outside. Yeah, that way you don't have to come in the house. That's across the road. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. That's where it's going to be.
Exactly, but I'll text you when it's there, rest assured.
All right, mate.
All right.
Well, this is my house number. I think you've got my mobile number.
I do, yeah.
9.
You tattooed it on my arm.
Yeah, 288.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't worry about, because have you got a 5-year guarantee with it?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's the least of my worries.
Because you can't not have your bike serviced for 5 years.
No, oh, my madness.
Fall apart.
Yes.
Not having your car service.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah,
long as we don't replace any parts, that's fine. You know, we just service it, clean it. You know.
Yeah. Great.
So you're okay.
Okay.
I won't put that on you.
All right.
I'll see. So I'll probably come around. Let's make it 2 o'clock. Then you're definitely
perfect.
Done.
Looking forward to it.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. He's fucking psychopath. When I spoke to him. Well, I spoke to him. Right. I'll text you the address, like, I never said ring. You know, he started to call me saying he's told me to ring you. I didn't.
No.
But we just didn't.
We were talking. We were just talking about him, and he rang.
Yeah.
Is he?
I'm gonna have to.
Are you wearing a fucking wire, mate? Come on, take your top off. All right, frisk him down. Is he wearing a wire? You're wearing a wire. Am I the next? Am I going to be the next one?
I'm simply going to have to change my identity.
This is insane. It's too much to wrap my head around. Tom, this is huge.
Yeah.
Do you promise me you're not wearing a wire?
But it's...
Did you promise me?
Because
I'll have to kill you now. If you're wearing a wire, I'll have to kill you now.
The way I look at it, Rob, is it only costs me £34 per annum to make this problem go away. And I'm sure you'll agree now that you've seen.
I'm sorry, mate, I could see what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I could see what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I've got to hide it from the wife in the
Do you think I could start paying him £34 a year just so he doesn't even ring me?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Well, I'd probably offer some sort of protection, a bit less than that if you went to him.
Yeah.
Volunteered yourself, went bird a lot about, you know, here's £20 a year. look the other way. We use a Eubank.
Yeah, I've got a Hetty.
Yeah.
I've got a Hetty.
Well, it's 20 quid per year, because I've heard.
I mean, that how sinister is that? Like, you wouldn't not take your car to have it serviced in 5 years,
I think we
basically said, we won't replace any parts.
Put it this way, I'm checking the brakes when I get in the car. Well, that man's capable of.
Oh, I can't believe it. This is insane.
Oh, right, five of these.
You could have just told him you didn't need your Hoover fixing.
I know, that would have been, in hindsight, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been too deep, Rob.
And then when you said, look, can we make it two? He said, half one, two. So he'll be there at 29 minutes past one, won't he? This is not going to go away. Are we going to have to ice these two?
You got a bottle of methylated spirit here. I haven't seen meths for years.
Yeah. Don't judge me.
Yeah. What do you use that for? Glass cleaning?
I got it for removing the mastic you put around the side of your shower.
Silicon?
Yeah. I wish I'd not gone with dark... I went with dark grout and dark silicon.
Oh, don't we start on dark grout.
I know, absolutely. It's another help. Oh, well, the pain that the listeners are. I can't remember which episode it was. It was the downstairs toilet debacle, wasn't it? But
upstairs, put out.
Yeah, upstairs, but downstairs.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
The house is on a hill, anyway. but yeah, using dark grout on white tiles. I should have gone just landlord on it.
Fucking
standard landlord. White grout, white tiles. White mastic. Oh! I'm farting at the bottom, Tom. I'm gonna abort.
Extraordinary scenes here. Just loosened off in the pocket.
Oh, and what was interesting when that came out, I lost some core strength. Almost concurrent with the windbreak was an expulsion from your vape as well, mate. It was like one of those automatic Ambipure. The plume of smoke, so you could see that it was actually trying to do its best. What's the scent in that one?
Peach and mint.
Yeah, peach and mint. Yeah, quite a good...
It's a perfect antidote.
Antidote to oats and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Can I just establish, Tom, the urgency you're saying I've got to be out by one, is that because you're shitting it about...
I've really got to get that vacuum cleaner outside before gets there first.
Right, so you don't want even to see a tail feather of you hopping back into the house.
No way. I need to double lock the door.
Well, we'll get you back for one.
There's every chance I'll be in the shed, Rob. Hiding under the top.
Well, that's okay. You can turn all the lights off in the house, wear a balaclava and watch you through the window. So, what's your plan for the drop? Where are you going to ensconce yourself? How are you going
to
do it?
Well, I don't want to embroil my parents in this, but I've agreed with
the
parents. God knows what he's taken as...
You can't put your parents in the firing line, Tom.
I'll leave it outside their house.
They can't become collateral.
Well, maybe, I don't think they're doing one of their own. And, if there's one thing, lots of things, but he's also a doddering old dear. And so are my parents, so hopefully he'll have empathy there.
Do you think? The cold. Have you stared into his eyes, Tom?
Like a shark.
Yeah.
That's why he's so is a Hoover.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But he is the alpha. Swum all the way up from Cape Cod, and he's got one thing on his mind, which is a £34 annual servicing contract.
Yeah.
Now, bearing in mind when you told me that your mum and dad did a half distance pre run to practice a trip to IKEA.
Yeah.
They're cautious people, kind of people who get into service agreements. It's an open golf, isn't it?
It is, actually, yeah. No, true.
He could have at least, I'd say, well, definitely £34 per annum out of your dad, just meeting him on the drive.
Yeah. See him, look at him. Yeah.
You can't put them in... You can't. They shouldn't get mixed up in this shit, Tom.
No, they're too old, aren't they?
This is your problem. You've got to solve it. You can't put them in
the... to do then. The other option is...
You've got to think of the family, Tom, in this one.
I mean, I could... Well, I just have to leave it. I'll have to bury it in the hedge.
Yeah.
And then give a...
So why were you thinking of putting it outside your mum and dad's house? Just talk me through that while you watch from the crow's nest.
So he didn't have to come up to the house and keep him at a safe distance.
Why don't you just tuck it behind the car on your drive?
Yeah, I will do. Well, but then you're into theft.
What do you mean?
Someone driving past, he's a lovely...
right, okay, yeah.
I think so, I'm having that. And then what were you...
Or can you just meet him?
Yeah, but then I'd have two nines on my phone already dialed.
Just ready, hovering over the nine.
Yeah. One false move, and I will press this nine.
Yeah, I'm pressing the on this iPad. I'm about to press send £34.
Yeah. Choice is yours. Do you want PayPal or the constable? Because
it sends one of two ways. Either I end up dead or inextricably locked into a lifelong service contract until one of us expires.
Or you'll get an email saying you've received £34.
What's it going to be?
Have you got PayPal? Please say God you have.
Your move. Right, so Tom, we've done the overload event. We've not done the deadlift. I'll do a couple when you're away because you are now in a rush.
I'm in a rush, yeah. I've got to get back. I've got to get this hoovering position, mate. Yeah. I've got to get this hoovering position. That's really much all I'm thinking about.
Great. So, I wish you luck.
Thank you very much.
Look after yourself. If I don't see you again, it's been a great life. It's been a pleasure.
And he works out of a terrace house.
Yeah, opposite. But yeah, so wear a wire.
I'll try to, yeah.
Don't try and be a hero.
No.
If it looks like it's getting messy, back away.
Yeah.
Behind the chicken house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then send me the recording.
I'll send you the recording, yeah.
Okay.
I
think you've got everything.
Yeah, I've just got my coat and my shoes in there.
You're not going to need it again. What, 50-50?
Yeah. I'll leave everything here. I can recommend you get some of these, mate.
What, the Tiny Tim shoes?
Yeah, I mean, these were like... 60 quid, and I don't know what the good ones are.
And they're in neutral foot position, aren't they?
They're a bit, I think they...
That's why I wear my slippers for the deadlift.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure most people would think that's insane.
Wearing slippers?
I can't tell you why it is insane, so I'm not going to say it's insane.
What, wearing slippers?
Yeah, wearing slippers.
I mean, I'm sure it's something along the lines of they've got full core support in them.
I reckon they chuck your heel up in the air just a bit, which gives you it's about that much.
Yeah.
But sometimes normal shoes is about that much, but the difference is it's rock hard.
Yeah, there's no bounce in it.
There's no bounce.
Neither is my slipper.
So they might be fine. You might have just short-circuited the entire... But the thing about them, though... I was about a bit like, oh, shall I get them? They made a right difference.
Yeah.
And you only wear them. You can't wear them out.
Thank God.
I mean, in every sense.
Yeah.
Like, so, because there's no grip on them.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be going up the garden. You don't want to fuck them up. So you only wear them when you're lifting them.
Yeah, well, that's why you have to put them on in the Wendy house, isn't it? And then just teeter down the hill from the Wendy house to the lifting platform. Yeah,
from the clubhouse.
Clubhouse, sir. Well, Godspeed, my brother.
Right.
I'm sure all the listeners... Oh, if you've enjoyed the podcast, please, please, please share it on social media. Share your love of it. Explain to people why they should listen to it.
Yeah.
It's only 1-2% weightlifting. Trace elements.
Trace.
Most of it is just utter debacles, isn't it? And amateur, you know, it's mafia stuff.
As we lunge from one... familiar catastrophe to the next.
It's the new cereal. That's what it is. That's what people are calling it.
Yeah.
And can people see you out on the road soon, Tom? Where can they see you gigging?
I'm definitely in Retford soon, and I'm in Chester soon. So this is all before the podcast is aired.
Dates for the diary.
I'm in Nottingham in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm at the Leicester Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Doing late night Dirty Scrabble on February the 16th, 9:30 at The Big Difference. I can remember that one. Tickets are on sale now at Leicester Comedy Festival website. Or through Just the Tonic, I believe. Confirmed guests so far, Scott Bennett, and there'll be more confirmed soon. I'll be releasing that vital information as we go, but ultimately we've got great guests. It doesn't matter who you have, because it's a really good fun show. And of course Bamford Comedy Village swings back into action on the 15th of February,
just after Halloween.
Yep. And then sales for March, April, May, June and July will soon go on sale.
I meant Valentine.
Very it's similar.
It's
Tom, you're
I'll
in
be
a
honest with you, mate, the Hoover man is
yeah,
in
you're
house.
In a fugue state. Look after yourself. Take care, and remember, record everything, Tom. Don't take the risk. Safe drive. Should we check the brakes, actually, just before you go? Initial checks.
Airbag's on. The bastard's not got to that.
All right, good, good. You'll be all right. Oh, you take care.
Right, you too, Rob. See you soon.
See you soon.
Saved messages. First new message. Received today at 4:55 p.m.
Hello, Tom. It's Norman at the vac centre. Your vac's done. It was a right state. It was absolutely, totally blocked. It was 34 quid, but we put another 4 quid on, 38 quid, because he was at it nearly 3 hours. It was a right mess. So, to be fair to the lad, because he were on it a long time. So, but that's still including collection and delivery. So, how do you pay it, and what do we do about getting it off? Can you call me back and let me know? Because it's cash, as you know. We don't do the card, and nobody has checks anymore. We don't deal with them. So let me know, because I can pick it up from your mother, drop it off at your mother. That's probably the best candidate. Seeing I'm friendly with them both. So, your mother would be fine if I could drop it off there and pick the money up from your home. That's 38, it's just 38 quid. That's everything, collecting it and dropping it off. So, I'm hope to hear from you. It's nearly 5 o'clock. Over and out. Just call me up if you want any questions. Okay, bye-bye.
To return the call at your normal call rate, press hash.
Oh, just to finish the podcast, I've just returned to talk to Helen. Helen, you did the haircut for your mum. What did you go for? Did you go for Rachel from Friends or the Lady Di look? What did you go for?
I went for a mullet.
A mullet? No way! Really?
Well, she calls them wispy bits that she likes around the bottom.
Right.
But I would say that that's a mullet.
That's a mullet.
She wanted it spiky on top.
And then wispy long bits down the back.
Yeah.
Wow, so like a... That would have been a proper 80s mullet, wouldn't it?
I refused to go too spiky on the top. I said, no.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that to you.
Right.
It looked fine before. I think she's just bored.
Yeah. Did you take much off?
Not really. I did. I think she just basically wanted to talk and have somebody touch her head.
Yeah, lovely. Well,
so I just made lots of snipping noises.
And lots of listening noises.
And stroked hair a bit.
Yeah. How wonderful. Brilliant. So so what would you call it? So a mullet, but who would you like if we like it's a Lady Di look?
I'd say Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli.
Do you remember Liza Minnelli?
I do. In Front Cabaret.
Yeah, and she's got those longer bits around the back.
Yeah, like the curly bits.
Yes.
Yeah, but she's wearing like that kind of cloth hat. Isn't she in Cabaret, like a sparkly hat?
It's not a cloth.
We're sparkly, they're like Diamante, isn't it? Or sequined. Like a sequined...
Like a top hat, isn't it? I don't know.
I've never watched it either. Okay. So you've gone for Liza Minnelli?
Yeah.
Tremendous. Well, thank you, Helen. Brilliant.